This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration is violating the ceiling on U.S. military advisors in El Salvador. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a new report from the respected Congressional General Accounting Office strips bare any pretense that the Bush administration is complying in good faith with a current limit of 55 U.S. military advisors in El Salvador. The limit was imposed by President Reagan in 1983 under heavy pressure from Congress to reduce the U.S. role in El Salvador and prevent a Vietnam in our own hemisphere. According to the study, an average of about 100 U.S. personnel are based in El Salvador, almost twice the permitted level. Even the U.S. Special Forces, who trained the notorious Salvador Battalion involved in the murder of the Jesuit priest last November, weren't counted at all. That's preposterous, Al. Teach the administration to count and to come clean on El Salvador.
Obsessed about El Salvador, aren't you, Ted? Not only can the administration count, it cares about numbers that really matter. You can moan about 55 guys if you want, but why not tell the American people about the number that counts, 70,000, which is the scorecard of those El Salvadorians that have lost their lives since that brutal conflict began. Ted, the respected group America's Watch released a report saying that the rebels in El Salvador, your lefty pals, even refused to honor the Geneva Convention. Specifically, the report accused the rebels of dishing out gangland-style execution of government officials. Ted, stop banging your dish about the administration and the American military. Just for once, why don't you condemn the cruel rebel forces that have literally torn El Salvador apart, or the thousands of military advisors sent by the bearded boob in Cuba to make fun of our 55 fine Americans? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a screwy plan in Congress to burden America's energy supply with a carbon tax. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.